I've been doing mostly standard jazz stuff and like when I was a teenager in high school. And then for a couple of years in college also I did kind of standard jazz stuff. And then I don't remember how, but I think it was just through like influence of other people in my school. I started taking classes in the art school. Became more familiar with sound art and free jazz and just kind of the visual arts in general, sculpture and stuff like that. And it's, yeah, so I started to move into like other kinds of composing and other kinds of improvising and other areas of sound. I have a really strong interest in like in sculpture and architecture, and then that kind of led me into, and that along with learning about like Fluxus and these kind of performance art movements of the 70s, 60s, 50s, where there would be it would be kind of there, you know, there's kind of like compositions with their performance scores, and some of them are super silly and some of them are super serious. Some of them are more like poems, and some of them are like really concrete actions that you can do. But I became really fascinated with that stuff, and for the next, I don't know, 5 years while I was living in New York, I was like playing jazz and doing all these like improvising things, but also like on the side studying art history and contemporary art. And that led me finally to like actually go to art school. Which I did in, from 2011 to 2013, studied art at the California College of the Arts in Oakland, California. Really love the trumpet. It's really, it's also like, I guess I was lucky to play the trumpet just because the way that my interests are arranged now, I'm really into like ambient sound and things that happen in like in daily life, urban or suburban. You know, there's always a metal pipe somewhere, and it's just lucky that I happen to play an instrument that's basically a metal pipe. So it's really exciting to, I guess, research all the different aspects of like what a metal pipe can do. The challenge with performing solo is that there aren't any parameters usually. And I really need some kind of structure, not to exist in, but to like as a reference point, I guess. Because if you're improvising with another person, that person automatically becomes a reference point. Especially time-wise. Each person has their own rhythm with which they articulate phrases or pause or stuff like that. It's something that you can see even in the way that people walk and talk. So the main thing, the main kind of organizing parameter for my performances on this European tour that I will start at Bengi on Saturday is the weather. So I'll use the weather forecast to figure out, in general, how long I'm going to play, and in general, how much of that time will be silence. So it's pretty loose, but I just need something, so I don't, so I'm not like lost. But the performance will be related to the recording, a recording that I put out in, wait. In the fall, on a record label called Relay Recordings, which is based in Chicago. It's an online release, and the idea with listening to this recording is that you should not listen with headphones. You should open a window. You should do the dishes if you need to, and just sort of hang out with the recording. in a space and listen to how it interacts with your kind of daily life. My dog is barking. But so the performance will be organized kind of like that, and hopefully we'll figure out a way to kind of let the outside in a little bit and let it seep into the performance.